John D. Rockefeller, the Steel Belt, M.A. Hammer, world-class healthcare, biotech, and nanotech. The history of Cleveland's entrepreneurs is rich and growing. Capitalism flourishes, wealth is created, the arts are endowed, and the community thrives. Today's stories are here on WERE 1300, Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9. This is Capitalist Cleveland.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this absolutely gorgeous, bright, sunny... Okay, it's not bright and sunny out there yet, but it is a gorgeous day in Cleveland, because every day in Cleveland's a gorgeous day. Sun cracked the horizon about 15 minutes ago. We're looking at about a high of 65. It's going to be mostly sunny, and the sun is setting at about 6:41 tonight. Welcome to Capitalist Cleveland. This is a production of North Coast Entrepreneurs, and we've got a great program for you today. We have none less than two industry titans joining us here in the studio this morning. Jeff Chaney, as always, going to hit us with some great local news here shortly. I am Don Larson, your host. Irv Katz, the city of Cleveland's greatest tech czar, is manning the phones, checking the email, and updating the website. Leo is still the engineer extraordinaire. The phone line's here, 216-578-1300. And the email, as always, is success. I say again, success at capitalistcleveland.com. Hey, go out to the website, www.capitalistcleveland.com, and check out Barb's blog online. Did you know this is Nano Week here in Cleveland? The Nanotechnology Conference is going on downtown, and Barb's going to be reporting on it all week. You can bet the majors are not going to be talking about all the updates in industry, so you're going to go out to our website and find out about it from Barb. And when you're there at the website, don't forget to sign up for the profit statement. It's our weekly e-flyer. Comes out to you every week, tells you what's going to be happening here on the show, plus dozens of features that we don't cover here on the program, legal tidbits, all sorts of news and events for business that are going in and around Cleveland, opportunities for you to make money. And a little later in the program, don't forget we've got our business lunch giveaway. Do you have a client that you need to go out and close business with? Take it to one of the great places in downtown Cleveland on us. So, hey, let me cut away to my erstwhile partner in business here, Jeff Chaney. Talk to me. What's going on in the markets?
Good morning, Don. Hey, this news segment's brought to you by our friends over at MP Star Financial. The Dow Jones closed yesterday at 10,348, and they were down. Actually, the market was down 4.9 points, or roughly it's basically flat for last week.
Okay, yeah, four and a half points on the Dow at 10,000. That's statistically no change.
No change. NASDAQ closed yesterday at 2,070. And it was down 25 points, or basically 1.2% last week, Don.
All right, 2 for 2 here.
Yeah, let's go 3 for 3.
Here we go. Geez, just like an Indians game.
The S&P 500 closed 1190 yesterday, and it was down 9 points, or roughly 0.8%. See, I mean, you know, if you take a look at it, basically the markets were flat last week.
Okay. Let's get away from this flat stuff, and let's talk about good things going on. Who are the five best, pardon me while I walk all over myself here, is this Tuesday or is this Monday morning? Feel a bit like a Monday to me.
It does.
Who were the five best performing public companies here in town last week?
You know, let's start with number five this week. That was Stonebridge, and that was up 3.5% last week. Number four was Morgan's Foods.
Unbelievable.
Again, and that was number four last week. That was up about 3.7%.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me just guess. Year to date, they're up
200%?
No. What are they?
Times two.
Times two?
Well, times two and a half.
Times two and a half?
517%.
517% for the year.
For the year.
Oh, amazing. Keep talking.
And number three was Brantley Capital. That was up 4.7% last week.
Weren't they on the list last week as well?
And it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago? Okay.
2 weeks ago.
Number two. So they're doing something right.
Nova Solutions, up 5.8%. And the number one performer last week was none than the other, Progressive Corp.
Now that's 9%. I've heard of that one as well.
That is a respectable 34% year to date.
34% year to date. Services.
9%.
Last week, not for the year, last week.
And we're talking a company that's got $13 billion in revenues.
And to have that kind of a move, they're doing something right.
Yeah.
So tell me, who's the Cleveland Spotlight Company of the Week?
Well, we're going to take a look at Progressive Corp.
Okay.
I had to find out why this thing was up 9%.
Yeah, because actually we've covered them in like the last...
About a month ago. You know, they're headquartered over in Mayfield Village. I did not know this, but it was formed in 1937. And they've become the third largest insurer.
Okay, I don't know the individual details, but didn't start as an actual insurance company. Didn't it originally start as a brokerage or something like that, representing like other insurance products before they developed their own, I thought?
Yeah, Peter B. Lewis's father started with another partner.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Okay.
And actually, I think Progressive Corp started in the 60s.
All right.
So, you know, but the founding foundation was set in 1937.
Hey, if you don't get into business and you're not in the game, nothing good's going to happen after that.
Yeah.
So...
let's take a look at their, obviously, I've said it already, but their 2004 sales were $13 billion.
That's a respectful little number, yeah.
And their sales growth was about 15% in 2004. They had about a net income of $1.6 billion last year, and they've got roughly 27,000 employees.
Okay, good, solid numbers, huge company. Tell me, what did they do to get the stock up 9% last week?
You're going to get a kick out of
this. Where'd this come from?
Last week, they released the earnings for third quarter. They were above the expected decline in revenue.
So they beat analyst predictions on the
downside.
Yeah, of
a decline, yeah.
Oh, the way the market. So you're telling me that... but wait a minute.
Well, it was basically
they're up
34%.
They're up 34% for the year, then. The reason they should move up is because the markets, you know, if you're doing all the analysis, the market had already factored in any potential decline into the share price. But they're up 34% for the year. There couldn't have been much of a decline in the price expecting a slowdown in earnings, right?
Well, if you look at it, their income fell to $305 million from $388 million. So it did fall. However, you know, how do they state it? Their sales for the quarter were up. Compared to last year.
Yeah, but that's still $305 million in their pocket. They didn't have it at the beginning of the quarter, so
that's not too bad. And Katrina obviously did not hurt them that bad.
I don't know what a demographic map looks for their customer set. Not demographic, but geographic. I assume they're super strong in the Midwest and maybe not as heavily concentrated down south.
Well, being the third largest insurer, I'm sure they're
big. But there must
have
been some exposure, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So, hey, tell me, what are some of the other positive stories we're following here?
Hey, Don, Cascade Village of Akron began construction yesterday on its second phase of a planned $60 million, 36-acre public housing development. When the village is completed, it will have roughly 240 apartments and 27 for-sale homes. The housing complex is located along the Cuyahoga River, and it's about a mile from downtown Akron. I think this is a good thing for Akron.
Build residential, get people to move into town, absolutely.
Hey, Don.
In fact, I could even suggest that perhaps they should move from Akron to downtown Cleveland. Am I showing my
regional
bias?
They could also
locate
along
here?
The Cuyahoga River in downtown Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, Paris cosmetic company L'Oreal is looking to expand its manufacturing operations here in Ohio. Governor Taft said that he met with L'Oreal executives last week during a trade mission to Paris. I wish I could have gone to Paris for a trade mission.
Boy, talk about a boondoggle. Go to Paris to talk to L'Oreal to open up... if they're going to open up manufacturing operations here, though, that's not a boondoggle. I got to take that back. I'm just, you know, taking a stab at the politicians here. I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree. And I did not know this, but L'Oreal has roughly 650 employees between its manufacturing plant in Solon and its distribution operation in Streetsboro.
Okay, now that's a significant little employee base there for the state to be concerned about. That's legitimate.
It is.
That's entirely legitimate. I'll still make fun of those guys in Columbus. But I got to admit, that's legitimate. Why they
just wish I could have gone to Paris with them.
Right, absolutely.
Hey, Don,
why a conference call would not have worked. I'm sorry.
Huntington Bank plans to open new branches in Macedonia and Westlake in 2006. This will create roughly 12 jobs. So we'll take it.
Okay.
The $2.2 million, 4,000-square-foot facility in Macedonia is expected to create 4 new jobs, and it's going to open next spring.
Okay, so Huntington moving out to the west side of town.
Yeah, and Westlake, the office is expected to open late in 2006.
Can you say urban sprawl?
Urban sprawl.
Urban sprawl.
Absolutely, and the next story is more about urban sprawl.
Okay.
First Federal of Lakewood is opening its first service branch in Medina County.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who is opening in Medina County?
First Federal of Lakewood.
Okay. I suppose like any other financial institution, it's got to go where the customer base is going to be. But it seems to be exceeding the mandate of the name there just a little bit, but go for it.
Yeah, the Brunswick location will be the first Federal of Lakewood's 12th branch in Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
I didn't know they had 12 branches.
Yeah, that's obviously not huge, but certainly they're growing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I assume number one must have been somewhere in Lakewood, I hope.
Yeah. Probably the other 11 are in there. I'm kidding.
where the other 11 are, who knows?
Hey, Don, motions and control technology company, Parker Hannifin, has expanded into a new market, the dental and medical instruments, with the acquisition of Pennsylvania-based Porter Instrument Company. Porter posted sales of about $35 million last year And terms of the deal were not disclosed.
Okay, well, those will be out in the 10K.
It will.
Absolutely. Parker's going to have to. That's with sales, $35 million. Oh, typical ratio. Actually, we don't know what their net income was. But, you know, it's not uncommon to see a one-to-one on the revenue side, not on the income side. So they probably spent between like $30 and $40 million to buy that thing. It's probably a good bet.
Yeah, and you'll get a kick out.
Unless the profits were ridiculously high, then it could have been a whole lot different. But you know, 5x income, you know, good typical number for a solid manufacturer.
Yeah, and Parker Hannifin also announced that they acquired a England-based mobile hydraulics company for an undisclosed sum of money as well.
Okay, a mobile hydraulics company. Meaning that, like, it's built on wheels and it's constantly roaming the countryside, so no one has any idea where it is.
That is a...
That's a strange... what is mobile hydraulics? I mean, I agree fluids move, but typically not a whole lot. They tend to work off of static pressure. Okay.
The purchase of Sterling Hydraulics will allow Parker to expand its product line and market's presence in Europe and Asia.
Well, that's a good thing. Let's sell more in Europe and Asia. Let's bring the money here.
Yeah, and Sterling posted revenues of about $42 million last year.
Okay. Well, hey, that's two good, solid acquisitions by Parker Hannifin. I'm all for it. Hey, despite all my cracks about the First Federal Liquid, there's a lot of business outside of West 117 and East 185th. Go out there, get it, bring it back here.
It is.
So all kidding aside, good for Parker Hannifin, good for First Federal Liquid. Do it.
And Keithley Instruments, Inc. has opened two offices in Malaysia and expanded its office in Singapore. This moves its Solon company is set to enhance the customer service in its Southeast Asia market. So talking about expanding, there you go.
I'm all for expansion, absolutely.
Hey, Dan, also, Euclid Hospital has begun construction of a $4 million expansion in its emergency department. The new 12,500-square-foot ER will have 23 treatment rooms, and the construction will be completed at the end of 2006.
All righty. Oh, can you hear that sound in your ear, Jeff?
I can't.
You can't hear that? The audience can hear that. Why can't you hear that? Okay, hey, sounds like we're getting ready to cut away to that first break. So, everybody, stick with us. We will be back in approximately 2 minutes.
Dave Stack here, creator of PluggedInCleveland.com. PluggedInCleveland.com is a website for classifieds and events where anyone can view and post listings for free. PluggedInCleveland.com features over 70 events listed daily. Jobs, real estate listings, apartments, and other miscellaneous items for sale. Unlike other websites, PluggedInCleveland.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for. View and post your own events or classifieds for free on PluggedInCleveland.com.
Would you cut your own hair? Would you operate on yourself? Then why would you try to manage your own computer networks instead of calling the professionals at Halcom? 216-589-9779. How much would it cost if your business lost all of its data? Do you hate dealing with spam, viruses, and spyware? Would you like to call a company that has actual people answering the phone? Would you like to deal with just one vendor to handle all of your computer and business network needs? If so, call the experts. Call Halcom. 216-589-9779 and ask for Raquel.
Do you need to dramatically improve your supply chain performance? Learn how hundreds of companies around the globe are using Eventus Supplier Portal to make rapid improvements in customer service, inventory turns, and reduce procurement costs. Drive value, velocity, and visibility into your supply chain with the Eventus Supplier Portal. Look for the Eventus link at capitalistcleveland.com or contact our supply chain experts at 216-834-0117.
Business gets more complicated every day, competition is everywhere, and your company needs information to negotiate with suppliers and serve your customers. Where do you get a local partner to integrate your business systems? How do you make accounting work with manufacturing? How do you really use the web to make your business more profitable? Boundless Flight is a Cleveland company that understands software and business. Look for the Boundless Flight link at capitalistcleveland.com or call 440-610-3683. We are your business software expert. Boundless Flight, 440-610-3683.
The aura of the West Side Market, 500 wines by the bottle, over 90 choices by the glass, and 45 international beers. Enjoy the outdoor patio, the pedestrian foot traffic, and the charm of Ohio City. or book our spacious upstairs meeting room. The Market Avenue Wine Bar is a great evening with laughter and friends. Conveniently located just outside downtown off of West 25th Street, next to the Great Lakes Brewing Company at 2526 Market Avenue in Ohio City. The Market Avenue Wine Bar is a proud sponsor of Capitalist Cleveland.
As a business owner, you know firsthand how valuable managing and attaining funds to meet cash flow needs can be. We at MP Star Financial may be the solution. We offer competitive programs without term requirements. MP Star will design a program that will specifically meet your particular business needs. Whether you are a startup or in a fast-paced growth mode or trying to make payroll, MP Star Financial can provide funding solutions for your business needs. 440-542-7972.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back here to Capitalist Cleveland here on 1300 AM WERE, where we are supporting capitalism, the free enterprise system, and trying to push back the vestiges of socialism and all its dire consequences on this great city that we call home. Hey, I am pleased to announce that we have two fantastic guests here in the studio. One's a former industry titan, who the audience is probably familiar with. We've got Mr. Steve Belovic, who's the chief cook and bottle washer for IQware.
That is the case.
Welcome back to the program, Steve.
Glad to be here.
And for everybody who's reading the profit statement or checking the website, the guest that you have been reading about and you were tuning in to listen to, we've got next to me on my other side, is Mr. Andrew Kolarik, who's the owner of AndrewKolarik.com. His company supplies information security consulting services to small and medium-sized firms, performing such things as systems evaluation, security audits, system awareness training, things like that. He's also a real expert here in the media. He's a Fox News contributing terrorism expert, provides the media, business executive, law enforcement, other individuals with insight into terrorist methods and profiles. Boy, this has gotten very serious here all of a sudden.
Well, now that's not my fault. I didn't do that.
Well, I got this bio from your people.
Well, the truth of the matter is, you know, we want to stay positive, but there are lots of threats out there. And the truth be told, if we take a proactive approach, there's also a lot of business to be had as well.
That is true. Providing those types of services is a valuable thing for which people will pay for. But hey, let's stay very positive and go to good news. I understand I've got good news that both of you can report this morning. So let me start with our published guest, Andrew, here. Tell me, what's the good news on your business front you can talk about?
Well, to start with, I have a new book that's coming out at the end of the year. It's called Cyber Terrorism, Political and Economic Implications. It's my second cyber terrorism book.
Cyber Terrorism, the sequel.
The sequel.
Oh, you know, actually, there's too many ramifications with that line. I wish I hadn't made that joke. I want to apologize.
Hey, Andrew, how would people get a hold of that if they're interested?
Well, it's going to be available on Amazon.com, but for the moment, it's being edited and printed. They can, however, get my first book, Managerial Guide for Handling Cyber Terrorism and Information Warfare, off my website, www.andrewkolarik.com. And if you look on my homepage, in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a small little genie, a blue genie, and underneath that is the link for a discount, which, courtesy of Capitalist Cleveland and the publisher, Idea Group Publishing, you get 35% off the Managerial Guide for Handling Cyber Terrorism Information Warfare.
Great. We'll take that. In fact, hey, Irv, let's make sure we get a link over to Andrew's webpage from ours. We'll get the info out, so TechStar will take care of that. Steve, what's the good news you've got?
Well, we're going to be delivering a system for a suburb of Detroit very soon, in fact, this Friday, to handle wastewater treatment. And they needed some secure software they could rely upon to provide the information that they needed in real time and also have a secure audit trail so you know who is doing what and when. And that'll be delivered on Friday.
You're delivering that on Friday. So the truth is then they owe you money. You have an accounts receivable.
Again.
That is very, very good news. I like that. Bring that money in from that state up north.
And we'll probably spend most of it here, too, so that's probably good.
Absolutely. Like we were saying in that first section there where Jeff was going through the news, there's a lot of business outside West 117th and East 185th. Let's get the money and bring it here.
We're doing it.
In fact, let me turn to my other side here and go back to Andrew on this and... real quick, talk about the customer base on your site, because we've got less than a minute here, it looks like, before we go to the traffic break. about who's using your services, really. I know it's a little sensitive. You can't necessarily give us all the names, so to speak.
Well, I monitor the IP addresses to my website, so that part I can disclose. I have companies, Fortune 100 companies like Coca-Cola. The Department of Treasury has visited my website. A lot of military, strategic operations for the Joint Chiefs. The Department of Interior from Canada. All kinds of different companies come to my website and take a look at what my services are, what I offer, and so forth.
So definitely, you've got a worldwide audience there tuning in to you.
Well, they definitely are dialing in.
To say the least.
But primarily, I deal with Cleveland firms at this point.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of bringing in money from the Australians. That's that's really bringing it back to town. Okay, we're cutting away to traffic here, everybody. We'll see you in about 2 minutes.
We've still got some major problems. A right shoulder accident inbound East Shoreway at East 156. Police on the scene of that. And then you've got the right shoulder accident 77 northbound before 490. Traffic back to Brecksville Road. CVS Samaritan van on the scene. 480 westbound, an accident before the Valley View Bridge is blocking the right lane. Traffic back to Broadway. Police on the scene. And if you happen to be in Lake County in Wycliffe, Lakeland Boulevard, before East 305, the eastbound lanes are blocked. There's police fire and hazmat at the Parker Hannafin Building. 71 northbound backs up West 25th to the Interbelt Bridge. Interbelt northbound, you have delays from 71 to West 14th. On the Jennings, 176 northbound, it's a slow go. Harvard Denison to the 90 split. This traffic report is brought to you by your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires that fit are critical for your vehicle safety and performance. Your Toyota dealer has the right tires to keep your Toyota a Toyota, so stop by today. Ravenna Maselli for AM 1300 WERE People Power.
For WERE's Metro Traffic Updates, listen from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. WERE's Metro Traffic Reports.
Dave Stack here, creator of PluggedInCleveland.com. PluggedInCleveland.com is a website for classifieds and events where anyone can view and post listings for free. PluggedInCleveland.com features over 70 events listed daily. Jobs, real estate listings, apartments, and other miscellaneous items for sale. Unlike other websites, PluggedInCleveland.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for. View and post your own events or classifieds for free on PluggedInCleveland.com.
Would you cut your own hair? Would you operate on yourself? Then why would you try to manage your own computer networks instead of calling the professionals at Halcom? 216-589-9779. How much would it cost if your business lost all of its data? Do you hate dealing with spam, viruses, and spyware? Would you like to call a company that has actual people answering the phone? Would you like to deal with just one vendor to handle all of your computer and business network needs? If so, call the experts. Call Halcom. 216-589-9779 and ask for Raquel.
Feeling overworked? Need a little TLC? How about a manicure, a pedicure, or a treatment for stressed out hair? Now how about $10 off services of $30 or more at the JCPenney Salon? Our stylists are trained in the latest looks and are experts in every aspect of color. So take a break and get a break of $10 off services of $30 or more at the JCPenney Salon, right inside your JCPenney store. Your life, your hair. JCPenney Salon. Offer good for first-time clients only.
Business gets more complicated every day, competition is everywhere, and your company needs information to negotiate with suppliers and serve your customers. Where do you get a local partner to integrate your business systems? How do you make accounting work with manufacturing? How do you really use the web to make your business more profitable? Boundless Flight is a Cleveland company that understands software and business. Look for the Boundless Flight link at capitalistcleveland.com or call 440-610-3683. We are your business software expert. Boundless Flight, 440-610-3683.
Join us every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. for primetime polkas here on WERE 1300 AM. Our polka family of Richie, Sharon, Melvin, Ginger, Al, and Marianne would like to invite you and your family to spend Sunday evenings with us from 6 to 7 p.m. for polka music, the community bulletin board, oh yeah, polka music, guest giveaways, excuse me, did we mention polka music? And a good time. Don't forget Primetime Polka, 6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening here on People Power WERE 1300 AM.
Do you need to dramatically improve your supply chain performance? Learn how hundreds of companies around the globe are using Eventus Supplier Portal to make rapid improvements in customer service, inventory turns, and reduce procurement costs. Drive value, velocity, and visibility into your supply chain with the Eventus Supplier Portal. Look for the Eventus link at capitalistcleveland.com or contact our supply chain experts at 216-834-0117.
Small Business Trends, a website where one click does the trick. There are 23 million small businesses in the U.S. They are dynamic and constantly changing. Track the latest trends in the small business market. Go over to our website, smbtrends.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and visit often to stay up to date. In the words of Donald Trump, if you're able to hit a trend early, you'll make much more money. Visit Small Business Trends at smbtrends.com.
WERE Cleveland.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Capitalist Cleveland.
Capitalist who?
A Capitalist Cleveland.
Son, Cleveland? Never heard of that place.
Well, what were you kicking me for? I mean, that was the problem. I slurred my words because I'm being physically abused here by all these rabid capitalists around
Too
me.
Too much caffeine this morning.
Not enough caffeine this morning. I know. One of our industry titans just tipped his cup of coffee my direction going, perhaps this is what you should have had. We have two great guests in the studio this morning. We've got Andrew Clark, who is a security expert, does consulting on cyber terrorism and a variety of related areas. Steve Belovic sitting next to me on my other side, who's the one saying, here's the caffeine you need to keep your brain moving this morning.
You bet.
Actually produces a software system. He calls himself the chief cook and bottle washer over at IQware. But actually, he is a software firm that specializes in extremely secure software products. So to a certain extent, you guys represent two sides of the same coin, really. Andrew's consulting, pointing out where people have some of their issues, and Steve represents some of the solutions, but not all of them.
Correct.
For the issues that people have with their security. But hey, it's we just came back from our first traffic break, and it's time for this week's business lunch giveaway. Because are you sitting out there right now? You're thinking about lunch already, right? But you also got to think about business. Do you have a client that you need to take out? A potential client where you want to make a close and get some money? Take them out to lunch on Capitalist Cleveland. This one's sponsored by Massimo De Milano's. They're over at the corner of West 25th and Detroit, right on the edge of downtown. Gorgeous, old, famous little bank building that's absolutely dynamic setting. They run a great buffet from 11:30 to 2. Don't forget them for rehearsal dinners, showers, and weddings as well. I've seen some great groups in there for that. So, Jeff, pick a number between, say, 3 and 5.
Number 4.
Hey, well, there we go. We did that beautifully. If you are the actually I'm going to let Herb take care of this. If you're the fourth caller out there at 216-578-1300, you're going to win this week's business lunch giveaway, which is lunch for you and a client out at Massimo De Milano's over on West 25th. So, I see a couple of lights dialing up there, so we're going to cut back to our guests here. Before we went away to that last break, Andrew had mentioned that off his website, Steve, he was actually getting hits from the Australian Ministry of Defense, checking out the information on his site. And during the break, you had mentioned an Australian connection on your side. So why don't you share that with our audience real fast?
Sure will. We're going to be dealing, hopefully, with an Australian company very soon. They've come up to visit us a couple of times, database management group, headed by a fellow by the name of Ian Pratt. Don Seddon and a few other individuals have orchestrated this, and hopefully, the three companies, Don Seddon's company, NewPat Technologies, mine, IQware, and Ian's company, are going to be pursuing some joint opportunities in the healthcare space, specifically providing pharmacology information to people who go to pharmacies, drug interaction, things of that nature. And that's what we're in the middle of working on.
Okay, so does this mean do you get to go down under?
I'm.
when are you headed?
I'll translate that to mean visiting Australia.
And let me guess. Can you say it'll be somewhere between the second week of January and
March 30th?
And March 30th.
I'm going to try to work it to coincide with the proper season. But
absolutely.
As I said, they're from Melbourne, mate, and looking forward to their return visit here sometime in the month of November next month. And at some point in time, we'll certainly be flying out there.
Oh, boy. If you need someone, if you need a porter, someone to carry your luggage, you just let me know I'm available.
That's negotiable. No problem.
Okay.
Now, just remember, it's a 12-hour flight from L.A.
Yeah.
Is one way.
Is it really only 12?
No problem.
More than that.
That means Don's going to be busy on the trip.
Boy, are my arms tired. Andrew, turning back to you here. We were talking about sales channels for your firm just before we cut away to that traffic break. The website is obviously great, and it's fantastic the type of feedback you get from that, that literally the whole world can come looking to you for some advice and business. You'd mentioned in the pre-production meeting, though, that really that's not the central part of how you drive business into the firm.
Most of my business comes directly from word of mouth. A lot of my clients, obviously, I have to be discreet. I have to be confidential. You don't want to point out that company X has problems with protecting their systems and so forth. So after I've taken care of them, it's part of the ongoing process of taking care of them, they refer me to other business leaders, other businesses, other organizations that need similar services.
Well, obviously, this has got to be a, never mind it being a sensitive topic, because anybody who's got security issues, doesn't want those advertised. They want the leaks plugged or fixed, so to speak. And nobody to find out about it.
Well, listen, in the last 6 months, there's been over 50 million identity thefts.
How many?
50 million in the U.S. alone.
Please
what's
tell me
our
that
population base here? In
something about like 280 million people.
And half of those are adults?
Now, listen, I just got back from a trip from D.C. to talk to some of the lobbying and legislation people. There's a whole host of legislation coming down to protect Social Security numbers, personal information, et cetera. This means that Cleveland is in an ideal position if we motivate ourselves right now to develop a security technologies infrastructure. Let's tap some of that business.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Steve's doing a little bit of that right now. Actually, I want to take about a 30-second break here real fast and pick up the phone. I understand we've got a winner for the business lunch on the line. Brian, are you with us? Hello, Brian. Dear, did we lose him? I thought we had a winner. Hello, Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kawhi, welcome to Capitalist Cleveland.
I think what you guys are doing is great for Cleveland. Let's put us back on the map.
Hey, without a doubt, are you familiar with either of today's guests, by the way? What do you do for a living?
I'm actually in the banking business.
Oh, hey, well, security's got to be vitally important to you. You guys
identity theft is huge. So I deal with it every day. I have people coming into the bank or calling about the bank or Social Security number protection. It's a big deal.
Well, hey, Andrew, quick shameless plug here. How does somebody get a hold of you if this is one of their issues?
Well, you can get a hold of me at www.andrewcolaric.com, or you can call me at home. My phone number is right on the website, and I'll be glad to help any way I can.
Hey, Brian, sorry about that, but I just can't resist the opportunity to get a plug in for one of the guests on the program.
Quite all right.
Hey, glad that you're tuning in. Definitely take a client out to lunch on us, sponsored by Massimo De Milano's, and close some more business, all right?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, sorry about that, guys. I just couldn't resist the opportunity to tie a listener in with what was going here on the program, and particularly for a bank. You mentioned the identity thefts, 50 million of them in the last year here. In fact, I think you mentioned in pre-production that you found one very interesting name on that list of identity thefts.
Yeah, I did my master's at Kent State University, and my identity was one of those stolen they had a breach of their system.
Boy, doesn't that just give you a warm, fuzzy feeling that you know that you're one of the ones who got stolen?
Well, you know, if you think about it, we rely on our identity for everything. And when it's stolen, it can be devastating, not just for your credit, not just for the debts that are incurred, but your whole life. There's criminal activities or even in my own area of specialty, cyber terrorism. How'd you like your identity being the one that's stolen, used to rent a truck that's driven with explosives to blow up some building? I mean, this is serious business.
I think that would be the definition of a bad day.
I would agree with that 100%.
I think that would really, really screw up your day. Hey, Steve, let's cut back to you real fast here and talk about, Andrew made a great comment about this is a huge problem, and I don't want to make light of it, but these problems need to be solved.
Correct.
And there is a true business opportunity here. And this is not in the thought of being greedy and taking advantage of people's misery. These are very legitimate services that people really do want solved and are willing to pay for. If you know, we put our minds to work here and build the next generation of businesses that can provide the security and stability that companies are looking for.
Correct. As Andy pointed out earlier, building awareness is step one. And then, of course, there's a lot of people out there. In fact, I had an experience yesterday in the hearing I was a part of who are, shall we say, if you need to be sort of in calculus in college, they're probably around third grade in terms of their understanding of what the issues really are, where the threats really lie versus where they think they lie. And I found that once you build awareness of a problem, then there's a intense period of education to get them to be more aware of where the problem really is, what it is not, what tools and techniques can be used to solve it, which ones are not appropriate. And that's, I found, to be the biggest battle that I know we face at our company at this particular point in time.
Well, Steve, let me point one thing out for you. Out of a $35 trillion gross domestic product globally, the security market is $12.9 billion, which means there's a lot of room for growth and a lot of usage out there. Now, if you think about all the economic infrastructure dependent on computers and network systems,
like all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. It's probably like 98%.
Yeah.
As a result, I mean, it makes good sense. Okay, it's not just chasing the dollar. If you offer something of value, then the dollars follow. Making money is a side effect of good management.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, it's also cheaper to do prevention than it is to do repair. No question about it.
I hear you there. In fact, to this topic about making sure these businesses are built, and in fact, I, of course, want to see them built here in Cleveland solving this problem. There's an event Thursday and Friday of this week at the Embassy Suites down in Independence where you're speaking at, Andrew. Can you fill people in real quick there?
Yeah, that's the Information Security Summit 2005. A lot of professionals, law enforcement, corporate heads, and so forth will be there. I'll be giving a presentation. Actually, what I'm doing is creating a forum to discuss the emerging domain of cyber terrorism and all in the context of information security.
So for everyone out there who's listening to this, if you are somebody who needs these services, God help us all, or if you're a guy with a background in this, gal or woman with a background in this who's looking to learn more about systems and security and how you can take advantage of these, I can give you the website right here for the summit that's happening Thursday and Friday here in Cleveland. It's out at www.neohissa.org. I'll say that again. Yes, that's
put
like
a link on the website.
You're right. Okay, it's too long of a URL.
You may have just called 5 accidents.
I sure hope. Yes, if you're out there driving the car right now, stop trying to write that down. But Thursday and Friday down at the Embassy Suite. In fact, that's what you really need to know. Go to the Embassy Suites in Independence. Thursday and or Friday.
What's the times? Do you know?
They do the typical registration at 7:30 in the morning or something like that, and then there's a set of programs that run all day long. In fact, Andrew, if I remember right from looking at the schedule, you're speaking like 3 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
So 3 o'clock on Thursday, if you'd like to, if you want to meet today's guest, you can meet him at 3 o'clock Thursday at the Embassy Suites in Independence. That's probably the best way of putting it. And we'll put up a link. And actually, for everybody who gets the profit statement, if you're out there listening and you haven't been out to our website and signed up for it, we've got a link in this week's profit statement because one of our other sponsors, Boundless Flight, Gary Bainey, another former industry titan, is one of the speakers there as well.
Absolutely.
So let's everybody, if you've got an interest in this field particularly, or if you're looking to grow a business in this one, make sure you go out to that one. All right, let's continue to roll along the business side here. Let's step back. Let's move off of the whole security side, Andrew, real fast, and let's cut to the business chase here. Talk to everybody about your start out in business, how you built the company, what did you do originally, and how that path took you to where you are today, because that's a fairly interesting story.
And do that in about 40 seconds.
Oh, thank you,
right.
Jeff.
No, no, I can do it in 30 seconds. All right,
okay,
here
good.
We go.
38, go.
I started about 8 years ago doing information technology in-house consulting. In other words, small businesses couldn't afford their own staff. I had a cell phone. You call me, I tell you how to restart your server, so forth. I saw that bigger businesses, their margins getting smaller, more competitive, were taking my business. So I went ahead, went back to school, got my PhD in information security, and basically chose an emerging market, and that's where I am.
Beautiful.
That
I'm
was 30
pick,
seconds.
I want to pick that up again when we come back, because that's great. Everybody, we're going to traffic. See you in 2 minutes.
Wrapping it up with still a problem in the Wycliffe area, Lake County, Lakeland Boulevard, and right before East 305, the eastbound lane still blocked. There's a fire at the Parker Hannifin building, and you've got hazmat, police, and fire on the scene blocking those lanes. And now a gas leak in Oakwood, Macedonia Road at Broadway. That area closed to traffic. The detour, Broadway north to Pettibone, Macedonia north to Drake. We've got an accident at East 125th and Buckeye. Watch out for that off the highway. And it's a slow go as you come into Cleveland 71 northbound from West 25th to the Interbelt Bridge, hanging up Interbelt northbound from 71 to West 14th. Delays on the Jennings 176 northbound Harvard Denison 2, the 90 split. If you're in Beechwood starting at 10, the northbound ramp from 271 to Chagrin Boulevard will be closed for asphalt repair. And paving continues 90 westbound in the Lakewood Rocky River construction zone with three lanes open. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum Balanced and Complete. Ravenna Maselli for AM 1300 WERE People Power.
For WERE's Metro Traffic Updates, listen from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. WERE's Metro Traffic Reports.
Would you cut your own hair? Would you operate on yourself? Then why would you try to manage your own computer networks instead of calling the professionals at Halcom? 216-589-9779. How much would it cost if your business lost all of its data? Do you hate dealing with spam, viruses, and spyware? Would you like to call a company that has actual people answering the phone? Would you like to deal with just one vendor to handle all of your computer and business network needs? If so, call the experts. Call Halcom. 216-589-9779 and ask for Raquel.
Dave Stack here, creator of PluggedInCleveland.com. PluggedInCleveland.com is a website for classifieds and events where anyone can view and post listings for free. PluggedInCleveland.com features over 70 events listed daily. Jobs, real estate listings, apartments, and other miscellaneous items for sale. Unlike other websites, PluggedInCleveland.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for. View and post your own events or classifieds for free on PluggedInCleveland.com.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4456. Again, that's 1-800-514-4456. 1-800-514-4456.
Business gets more complicated every day, competition is everywhere, and your company needs information to negotiate with suppliers and serve your customers. Where do you get a local partner to integrate your business systems? How do you make accounting work with manufacturing? How do you really use the web to make your business more profitable? Boundless Flight is a Cleveland company that understands software and business. Look for the Boundless Flight link at capitalistcleveland.com or call 440-610-3683. We are your business software expert. Boundless Flight,
440-610-3683. Do you need to dramatically improve your supply chain performance? Learn how hundreds of companies around the globe are using Eventus Supplier Portal to make rapid improvements in customer service, inventory turns, and reduce procurement costs. Drive value, velocity, and visibility into your supply chain with the Eventus Supplier Portal. Look for the Eventus link at capitalistcleveland.com or contact our supply chain experts at 216-834-0117.
You're listening to People Power, 1300 AM WERE.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Capitalist Cleveland, your source for the good news, for the business news, for the movers, the shakers, the people who are making money and trying to grow Cleveland here in town. Hey, everybody, I want to reintroduce two guests to you here. On my right-hand side and making fun of me throughout the break is none other than Mr. Steve Belovic, a repeat industry titan, chief cook and bottle washer at IQware. On the other side of me is Mr. Andrew Kolarik, owner of AndrewKolarik.com, who is a security and terrorism expert who does consulting for small and medium-sized, and actually, as we talked to some fairly large firms and governments looking at your services over there, so... A real growth side going on here. So anyway, those are our two guests today.
Hey, guys, if somebody wanted to get a hold of either one of you, how did they do that?
Oh, shameless plug time. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, best way for me is email steve.belovich, B-E-L-O-V-I-C-H, at iqware.us. It's iqware.us, or a corporate phone number, 330-659-6300, and I'm at extension 221.
We'll put a link on the website.
Okay. Well, that one wasn't too bad. Andrew, shameless plug time. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, let's do the email thing first. Mm-hmm. It's acolarik at hotmail.com. Or give me a call on my phone, 330-220-8355.
Okay, great. Hey, guys, during the break there, we were doing a little talk about world events. Some of the good news that was actually happening overseas, the elections in Iraq, although there's some question of maybe a little ballot stuffing going on, not that that hasn't happened here in, like, Chicago or things like that. But in general, it was great turnout, great news over there. And, Steve, you were saying that you've been doing some pro bono work with the Olin Board of Elections here in town, trying to make our elections a little safer, a little secure, which really, the root of democracy, particularly, as we move more and more towards electronic voting and things, is really pretty important if we're going to keep the integrity and our system at work. So fill people in on what you're
doing. Part of a very small committee of industry and academic professionals to help develop testing procedures and evaluation procedures for voting machines for Cuyahoga County. And it's enjoyable work. It takes a lot of time, a lot of stuff to review. Our work is ongoing, and we're all doing it because we are concerned about the process, and we do want to do our civic duty and help out where we can and use our individual expertise to apply to this situation.
So it's just a steering committee looking at this time. What's the liberals going to be out of this? Are you literally producing the academic white paper on recommended policies and procedure changes, or
it's going to be testing procedures, testing protocols, evaluation procedures. And that way, there'll be something concrete that the Cuyahoga County can use effectively to help with their process. I think they're doing a very good job allowing us to do this and doing a very good job handling the whole process, because it's very complex, and we're trying to assist in any way we can.
Hey, just a basic gut check, in your opinion, from looking at these types of systems. Do you really think that, the media sure likes to make it sound like they're about as leaky as a sieve?
Our investigation is ongoing. Our work's ongoing. I can't really comment directly on that. What I can do is say that we're definitely here to help help with the process any way we can. I don't have any specifics to give you beyond that, but I do know that people have had a crisis of faith based upon past elections, and so their concern is understandable. And we're doing everything we can to make this transition as bumpless as possible.
Gotcha. Now, let me turn back to the publish industry titan, who everybody saw up on the website. When we cut away to that last break, you had done a great job in 30 seconds describing to everybody how you originally started your business and how you saw the market changing. You were originally in IT consulting, providing true logistics support, keeping the networks up for small and medium-sized businesses when there was nobody out there doing that on a sort of a freelance basis, and you saw the market constriction happening. Went back to school, got your PhD to go specifically into information security. Talk to me about the analysis there, because, I mean, that you basically looked at your own firm and said, this is going away, And you can either get mad about it or you can do something about it. And you did something about it.
Well, you have several options. When a market constricts like that, you can either join one of the organizations gobbling up your market share, or you can create, based on your current set of skills, a new direction. I've always viewed going after the new markets as the way to go if you're going to actually do some good for people. Big companies tend to systemize. So when you have a small customer who's not doing a lot of business with them, they tend to get left behind. Well, that's where the consultants and the smaller consulting firms come in and fill the gap. Well, security is no different at this point. And so I just saw that the patterns were changing, and rather than, like you said, get upset, you do something about it.
Yeah,
get up off your butt, invest in what you're doing, invest in yourself, invest in the people around you,
well, I would
and
say
move forward.
Going out and getting a PhD to buoy up your credentials is a serious investment in yourself.
Well, now understand, now I'm going to say something, and Steve, I think you can agree or disagree. PhD does not stand for piled higher and deeper. It stands for permanent head damage, because it will hurt you.
No question.
Okay. And as a result, but the truth of the matter is, learning how to research and how to look at the future, look at the snapshots, look at the past and build on them, mm-hmm. This is a whole new mental reconstruction, and that's why I say it's permanent head damage, because mm-hmm. especially in my case, I did it in 2 years. So I severely hurt myself.
you did not take the lackadaisical approach to grad school there, for sure.
Well, listen, you get in, you do what you got to do, and you get out. This is not a lifestyle. This is business. It's an investment, and you want your investment to turn as quickly as possible.
And I would add one thing to that, too. It's part of and the key thing here that a lot of people are facing is you have to know how to get your arms around the problem, to define what are the issues that you're really dealing with versus the issues that people think you should be dealing with. And the difference between the reality and the perception is large part of the cybersecurity problem that we have.
Well, okay, like the old byline is, you know, where there's mystery, there's margin. So by moving into we're moving into these new areas where there aren't literally a herd of people around you who all have the right answer.
the education process has to get paid for somehow.
Oh boy, student loans. Talk to me about that one. Because I'm actually kind of enjoying this, Jeff. For once, there are a number of people here in the room who have more advanced degrees than I do.
But I think you beat them with the number of degrees, though.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, I've got 5. Yeah. How many do you have? This is a competition,
well,
right?
I'm going to lose this one. I've only got 3. I've only got 3, but well, I do not have that PhD yet, though.
But four of my 5 are right here out of the Cleveland area. So it's good stuff.
So yeah, keep your money. Oh, there's some great universities here in town from which to learn from. Absolutely,
fantastic.
Going east to be insulted on a daily basis is what's the advantage in that? Okay, well, I'm hearing that music in the corner of my ear tells me that this program is wrapping up. Everybody, we are ready to fade away. Hey, this has been a production of North Coast Entrepreneurs and was brought to you by Cleveland Syrup, Northeast Ohio's premier sugar and sweetener distributor. I want to thank both industry titans, Mr. Steve Belovic from IQware and
welcome.
Andrew Kleric from AndrewKleric.com.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, pleasure. This show's headed into the annals of business and broadcast history. Our tech czar, Irv, will have this up on the web in the next 30 seconds. Right, Irv? No, not the next 30 seconds. It'll be up there sometime today. Oh, a rude finger through the glass telling me that I gotta wait. Thank you, everybody. Visit the website later today. You will be able to hear it. And sign up for the profit statement there. We will see you guys in a week. Thank you very much. Go forth, create wealth, be free.
Thank you for having tuned in to Capitalist Cleveland. This has been a production of North Coast Entrepreneurs, which is solely responsible for its content. I'm your host, Don Larson, joined here in the booth by Jeff Cheney. Irv Katz has been on the phone. Go forth, create wealth, and be free. The crisis is over.